How'd you like to work full-time for the Justice Department?
Heroin to feed the habits of every addict in the country.
It is. Since this connection started, the street price has dropped 20%. We're likely to be facing the largest heroin import scheme since Popeye Doyle busted his French friends 10 years ago. A month ago, we got a lead. We sent Agent Fitzsimmons into Greece.
Jack Fitzsimmons?
Yeah. I didn't know you knew him.
Now, Jack and I were in the NYPD together.
Well, he is missing. About 2 weeks ago, his communique stopped coming in. Our people in Greece traced him and his movements. Apparently, the last time he was seen was on a little Greek island called Kalliste. On it are an American archaeological professor and 30 student volunteers. They're searching for the lost ruins of Atlantis. Not the people who are smuggling this stuff are on that island. They're going to expect us to drop in another operative. However, they may not take much notice of two more student volunteers. Frank, Joe, I don't have to tell you, this could turn into a very dangerous situation. So if any of you have any doubts...
I think if any of us were in trouble, Jack would be the first one in the volunteer window.
I agree. All we want you to do is try and locate him. When you do this... I want you to contact us immediately. Your job is finished at that time. You understood?
You have our word.
Good. Okay, you'll get briefed this afternoon, and then we'll get you on your way to Greece. That's it, gentlemen, and thank you very much.
Thanks.
This afternoon. See you later.
See you.
Well, Fenton, you certainly are right. They're grown up. They're ready to take over for us old war horses.
Harry, sometimes I wish they weren't quite so ready.
Let's go.
Three, six, four, three, five, area six. Hello. Are you the Hardys?
Yeah, I'm Joe.
Joe?
Hi, I'm Frank.
Nice to meet you. I'm Anton Hendricks. We've been expecting you. This is Elena Martin, my associate on the dig, Skip McTee, chief of operations.
Hi. Hi, Skip.
Who's pulling strings for you guys, anyway? We were fully staffed here months ago.
We had this uncle kind of arrange things for us.
You just might be sorry he did that for you, because, you see, Here we work from sunrise to sunset. And any time we're not covered with dirt, it means we've been working in water, and that's twice as hard. Here, I'll take that out for you. Elaine will show you around.
Thank you.
See you, Don.
This is probably a pointless question, but how much do you two actually know about archaeology?
Well, actually, we've been trying...
I see you're using Petrie's system of excavation. It's interesting, though. I don't see any preliminary soundages.
Well, that's because the island has a long history of volcanic and plate activity. Naturally, as a result, the levels are jumbled.
Of course, that would rule out any pulsed induction readings or flux gates. There's a lot to be said for the library, Joe.
Very interesting statues here. Rather crude, but probably an early example of the sculptor's trying to...
Joe, that's not a sculpture.
When the volcano erupted here, many people were trapped. We pour cement in the hollows formed in the volcanic ash when the bodies disintegrated. Fiorelli's technique, of course.
Yes, of course. Is it Pompeii?
You sure that volcano's still extinct?
Chief of police.
Where was he when Jack needed him?
A very clever way to hide a body, no? A quick coating with this polymer plasticine. And the victim is just another relic. From the condition of the body, it is obvious that this material is highly acidic when wet. Why do you keep such dangerous material here?
Well, we use it to make molds of the more interesting artifacts. You see, it resembles marble, and it's insoluble in water, and superior for delicate work.
We keep it locked up in the supply building there. Believe me, we're very careful about it.
Yes, yes, but surely someone has a key?
Oh, just myself, Elena here, Mr. McTeague.
We have one man's body. And a few miles away in town, we have one missing man. Mr. Fitzsimmons, an American tourist, who disappears from the hotel, leaving behind only a very large bill. As the great Euclid would say, QED, this almost certainly is the same Mr. Fitzsimmons. Case closed.
Why was the man killed?
A new face
since my last visit. Your name?
Joe Hardy.
Well, Mr. Hardy, to answer your question, we're a poor island. And as the immortal Aristotle once said, poverty is the parent of crime. This unfortunate man was probably the victim of a thief.
Thief who leaves behind a wristwatch? It is kind of odd, isn't it? Frank Hardy.
Professor, this was a very quiet island before you came.
Hurry and find your Atlantis, then leave us in peace.
Joe? Listen, we'll have to cable Washington. Frank, you remember what Dad said. They're going to drag us home the minute they find out we found Jack. They're going to send in their regulars. A bunch of guys in three-piece suits will stand out like sore thumbs around here. Don't even know the guy. Never knew the guy. Joe, what are you suggesting? We don't tell X. We stay. Look, Joe, I gave my word. We're not supposed to. Jack wasn't supposed to die either. It was a very important part of our lives. I want to find them. I want to find out who did it to him, Frank. I think we owe that to him. Don't you? Okay. We'll wait. For now. Yeah, I'll go to Jack's hotel and see if I can find out anything. That girl Helena seems to like you. Why don't you see if you can get something out of her?
Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Serena.
Doesn't that feel good?
Not really.
Well, try harder.
I'm sorry, nothing.
Well, they're called worry beads. Keep them. Someday you may be worried, and then they'll work.
Well, in that case, maybe you better hang on to them.
Well, what do I need to worry about?
Tent fires, accidents, things like that. I'm sorry, but I couldn't help overhearing you talking with McTeague today.
Well, all right. As long as you've joined us, you might as well know. Ever since this dig began, we've had a long series of non-accidents. First, they were just minor. Broken tools, equipment that wouldn't perform. And after every occurrence, we found a note tacked on the camp bulletin board. I found this one today.
Do you have any idea?
Obviously some fanatic who thinks that history belongs in the ground and not in the museum.
And yet you keep on digging.
The professor has a dream, Frank. And we're all caught up in it. All the threats and sabotage in the world can't stop us. The university cutting our budget can't stop us. Nothing can. We're going to find Atlantis.
Listen, just a second. Hello, desk. Room service. Why you want room service? You go out and walk in the Greek air, build up appetite, you have fine dinner. Sure, restaurant not far. Huh? About a mile. Now, are you sure that you are good friends to Mr. Fitzsimmons?
I'm a very good friend of his.
Really good friend? How good a friend are you?
I see you want some money.
That's all, a friend? I thought maybe you might be very, very good friend.
I'm an excellent friend.
Ah, okay.
You can see the room.
Thank you.
But you will find nothing.
What do you mean? What are you selling me now, pal?
It's a crazy thing. Right after Mr. Fitzsimmons is disappearing, someone is breaking into the room, is taking his clothes, suitcases, all his etceteras. But worse than that, fellow is taking my pillows, my mattresses, and cutting them into pieces. Excuse me. I'm sure to have a lovely dinner.
Oh. Did you contact the police?
Ah, yes. Colonel Morpheus. Excuse me. Yes, desk. No, there's nothing for you. You know what he says to me? He says, probably the robber is far away. What's the use?
Credit to the force. Look, did Mr. Fitzsimmons do any socializing when he was here?
Don't tell me. Tell me.
Did he talk to any of the townspeople or any of the hotel guests?
Is that what means? I don't remember. Yes, I remember. Of course, he talked to my brother. His partner in the hotel. They're talking all the time so my brother can practice English.
Where's your brother now?
Athens.
Athens? Okay. Now, do you know where I can get a ferry to the mainland? I'd like to go and find your brother and maybe...
Athens, Georgia.
Your brother's in the United States?
Yes, isn't that wonderful? He's visiting our cousin Spiros.
Okay, when will he be back?
Maybe Christmas.
Thank you.
It's nothing.
Let's hustle. Wake him up.
Joe, pretend you're being paid for this and wake up.
All right, get your gear, check in with Jeanette, and let's get to work. We haven't got all day. Let's go.
Okay, now listen. Don't try and search the place now. Just try and set it up for both of us later.
What if we can't find anything?
Think positive.
Maybe everything. You're getting pretty chummy with our two new volunteers, aren't you?
Well, I've spent some time with them, yes.
Spend some more, hmm? We've come too far to take chances.
Okay.
I wonder how many stories he'd tell if he could speak.
Quite a few. That's Cupid. You know, I'm waiting for a story myself. It's called Why Are You Here?
To work on the dig. What other reason could there be?
I don't know. There's something about you. Something about both of you.
Look, we're all here for the same reason. To find out the truth. Well, about Atlantis. Having an interesting conversation?
Just a little detective work.
Hers or yours?
Maybe both.
A little something I picked up for you.
Very nice. I'm working at the bottom of this hole, and you're sitting there looking like Ernest Hemingway.
Sorry, Joe. I'm left-handed, so of course my dirt goes. If you wanted a nice clean job, you should have studied, like your brother.
Yeah.
Didn't break, it was cut.
Trying to find a saboteur.
For some reason, I am reminded of the classic words of Euripides. The day is for honest men. The night for thieves.
We're not thieves.
Oh, no? Then who stole 4 sticks of this dynamite?
Professor Hendricks is a trusting man. He seems to believe your story.
He should. It's true.
Perhaps it is not your story he believes, but the fate that young lady seems to have in you. Now, if I am to believe in you, I want to know exactly why you were in that building tonight.
Self-preservation.
I beg pardon?
The little accident I had today. Every tool leaves distinctive marks, like fingerprints. I was looking for the tool that made these.
You talk like a policeman or a detective. How did you learn such things? You two appear to be just two more students, but I have my suspicions.
Why? Because I resent being buried alive?
Because you arrive long after the others, immediately after Mr. Fitzsimmons is found. I find you wandering in my town, asking questions. At the dig, one of you is almost killed. Then tonight. But enough talk. I see you're impatient to go, so... But I warn you, if there is another incident of any kind, you will join me here again. Then we will have a much more interesting time.
I don't think he bought a word we said. Then why is he letting us out of here?
It's just giving us more rope.
Maybe the colonel will go a little easier on us if we told him why we were here.
Yeah, and maybe he wouldn't. For all we know, he could be smuggling the drugs.
Suppose he could be the one who killed Jack, too.
Yeah. They're cops and they're cops.
I don't call it a night, huh?
You go on. I'll be along in a minute.
I'll wear out your beads.
Swim, isn't it?
Oh, Frank, you scared me.
Are you alone?
Yes, of course I'm alone. I couldn't sleep. I thought a swim might relax.
You're shivering. You better come inside.
Oh, no, not just yet. Do you realize that this shore has been the same for centuries? I wonder how many people have looked out over this view and planned their lives.
Or death.
Frank, how morbid.
In the arena over there, men once gave up their lives. Joe almost died there. Jack Fitzsimmons did.
You sound like you knew him.
Who's the fellow American?
Don't talk about that, Frank. Just look. Look at that moon. It hasn't changed since time began. Nothing has, really. What, do you think we're any different than we were 2,000 years ago? We're driven by the same urges, the same desires. Glory, greed, hate, love. Maybe ages ago, you and I stood beneath these same columns. I don't know if we were facing life or death. Pagan or Christian, master or slave. Thank you for saving me from that fire.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
My life.
What do you want?
My big surprise. My brother is returning from Georgia. He says...
My brother, he says he is possessing a something belonging to Mr. Fitzsimmons.
What? I don't know what, but he says come and get you because you are good friends.
So.
I was talking to Frank.
He didn't see you.
No, I convinced him I was out there alone.
I think you're getting a little carried away with keeping tabs on him. That's risky, Elena. It'd be very bad for you if he found out the truth.
Well, who's going to tell him, huh? Not you. You're in it even deeper than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I am. But I can land on my feet, can you?
You know, if it wasn't for Professor Hendricks, I'd...
You'd what?
I'm just glad that after tomorrow, I'll be through with both of you. I'll get my sketches.
Maybe we better do something.
Ah, take it easy, Rice. We can't afford to have two more people turn up in plasticine. Not just yet.
I am cruising U.S. of A., and my very good buddy, Mr. Fitzsimmons, Deus sic restene, kicks bucket before he can hear how out of sight my English is becoming.
English terrific.
Thank you, brother. I'm telling you, life is no ball of cherries.
It's pits.
You like?
Pulls the whole room together. Look, I'm trying to get some information here. Your brother said you had something that belonged to Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Ah, yes, yes. Right before I am splitting, Mr. Fitzsimmons is giving me envelope to put in hotel safe for him. What to do? Should I give belongings to American Embassy? To Colonel Molibus and local Fuzzies? But I figure you are Mr. Fitzsimmons' right-hand man. Huh? And since you are paying his hotel bills...
Half hotel bills.
No matter, other fair. If his bills are yours, then why not this?
Thank you.
It's nothing!
What is this? What is this?
Mickey Mouse! Mickey New Mouse. York, New York, Chicago.
Chicago.
Read it again, Frank.
Once again, supply manifest Atlantis dig.
Oh, skip that part.
40 pickaxes, 10 perimeter tents, 500 kilos of polymer plasticine.
I don't understand. We must be missing something. Obviously, Jack thought that list was so important he was afraid to keep it in his hotel room. All we're getting out of it might as well be a shopping list.
Well, in effect, that's what it is. I don't know, Joe. Maybe it's in some kind of code.
Okay, the net is connected. Bring it in.
This is incredible.
It's funny.
What?
The statue looks very familiar to me. Maybe it reminds you of Jeanette.
You know, this predates the eruption, I'm sure, but the technique and the form...
Professor, we found this on the same level.
Well, this is definitely Phoenician. You're certain you found them on the same level? Now, volcanic motion.
No, the stratum wasn't broken. And I've got the pictures to prove it.
We know how old this is. And because they were on the same level, we know how old this statue is. If the university tests corroborate, then we've got a clear indication of a seminal parent culture of an antediluvian civilization, of Atlantis! Now, let's take this young lady up on the beach. Careful! Elena. Careful!
Elena, are you doing any excavating on the cliff?
Oh, no, we figured those ruins were far too recent. Anyway, who cares? We've done it now.
Watch things down here.
Somewhere, Vittoria?
Joe.
Yes, I'm afraid a terrible thing. My mother in Florence, she's sick. The wire came in this morning.
That's funny. Jeanette was on duty then. You'd think she would have mentioned it. You know, I've been seeing so many of these things and beginning to see them in my sleep. This one's different. It's got a chip in the middle. Just like the support did.
Joe, I don't like what I'm hearing. Even if you're right, anyone could have used my axe.
Yeah, maybe. Except for one thing. The angle of the cut was made by someone left-handed.
We have to have a talk. There's no time. That cliff is going to come down any minute.
Don't move, my young friend. So you didn't steal any dynamite, huh?
Where is it?
It's too late.
Where?
We have to get out of here. Come on.
What were you planning to do? Plant it? Destroy the entire deck? All those people?
I didn't plant it. I just found it.
Stop lying, boy. I've had information for weeks that someone on this dig was an inside saboteur.
Look, I think we've been on the same side all along and didn't know it. There were four sticks of dynamite still. There's another fuse burning up here. This way. Here, under here. Lift. Keep lift. More. I got it.
The glory that
that was the ancient world, Professor. You talk about it. But meanwhile, you and your kind, you plundered it. Egypt, my country, here. I had to stop you.
Well, my friends, I think all our questions have been answered.
No. Torres confessed to the arson and the sabotage and the attempted murder.
Meaning?
Why does he still insist that he didn't kill Jack?
Murder is still murder, Joe. I don't know what the statutes are here in Greece, but...
The statue, I remember where I saw it. It was that night in the supply building. I mean, it was brand new and it was still one piece, but that's the statue.
But how did it get out in the water? Helena. Last night when you went swimming.
Frank, what are you saying?
I'm saying you planted something out there last night. Who helped you?
Frank.
Who helped you, Helena? A man is dead. Things might have turned out very differently. We might all have ended up buried by that mountain.
Look, I didn't have anything to do with the sabotage or that man. I swear it.
But the artifacts. Now tell me.
All right. We did plant those things.
Helena.
Professor, the telegrams kept coming, full of warnings and threats. Find something, prove your theory. So McTeague thought maybe a few artifacts would raise questions. Buy time until the real thing showed up.
They never showed up, did they?
We didn't want to hurt anyone. We only wanted to help you.
Helena, we crated 700 kilos of those casts. Now, how many were real and how many were fake?
Maybe half.
Oh. 700 kilos. The manifest only showed 500 kilos of plasticine. Where did the extra weight come from? Helena, who made the fakes?
McTeague and Rice. I drew sketches.
McTeague and Rice. And it was McTeague's idea, wasn't it? Maybe he was doing more than faking artifacts. Maybe he was hiding something. Like heroin.
Get away from there! That statue is 10,000 years old!
That left here carried some heroin.
Yeah. No custom official would think to look inside.
They shipped it in bond to ensure safe transport.
Clever.
Well, it was a dream, Helena.
one so age-old and so arduous. I'm afraid I let it cloud my judgment about those artifacts and about you.
I guess you're going to tell me you'll be looking for a new associate.
Well, as much as I understand why you did it, I'm afraid I'll never be able to forgive you for what you did, Elena. I'll be digging next spring in Alexandria. I can always use an extra hand.
Alexandria. Frank, that's where Antony and Cleopatra.
Yeah. I know.